boom. We about action at this point. Now, this is the first time I get to play this intro. You get to hear this intro that's right. Gonna go with this show. I just got it back yesterday, so it's the first mix on it. So I wanna welcome you by letting you hear this.
Warning, this is not an interview. What you are about to hear is Life on E.
Listening to this podcast may result in you stepping into your higher self and tapping into all your gifts. Please listen at your own risk.
Let it ease, this is life, life on E, shine your light, be at peace, this is life, life on E, don't think twice, let it be, this is life, life on E, shine your light, be at peace, this is life, life on E.
I'm thinking higher level, trying to deny the devil. Sometimes it's just as hard as if you're trying to build a garden with me and deny the shovel, or biking without a pedal. But I raise my vibrations up and I never settle. Blessings to you all. Found peace in myself and now I'm making more moves than a U-Haul. Shoot my shot to get to scratch like I sunk in the cue ball. Born again, a new God. Get a step like you, dog. And
free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light.
Peace. This is life, life on E. Yeah. Welcome to the Life on E podcast. It's George Lowe, Inc., live from Columbus, Mississippi, my hometown, man. It's a very special day. I'm with a very special brother. And it's an honor to be able to use this entrepreneurship platform at home. And it's an honor to be sitting here with the one, the only, Mr. Ladrico Isaac. Everybody, live from the Yo Bar, put some respect on his chick. Drake, what's up, man?
Man, it was good.
How you doing?
Man, anything under great is not, you know, not to be talked about.
So I just got the intro back. What you think about it?
You're the first person to hear it. I love it, man. You want me to tell you what it took me back to?
Hold on. Let me.
You want me to tell you what it took me back to?
What is it?
Power. Like for real, man.
That's what Teresa said.
It took me back to power, man. That's dope. That's powerful right there. I like that.
Yeah, and then look, I didn't even, so the brother that's on it, bro, I haven't even physically met him yet. The guy that did the production, I know him. And he's working with this artist. They're actually in Aberdeen.
Okay.
So they're
Dean
here.
Dean Town in the house.
Dean Town. And when he talked about gardening without a shovel, man, I was like, man, that's definitely what we're doing out here entrepreneurially. Like, we deal with.
So before you question me, I want to ask you, like, what made you bring that about? Like, what gave you the idea to put that intro in it? Like, no. Let me take over for a second.
Okay.
What brought out that name, dog? That Life on E, like I'm digging that too. Like, that's dope. Like,
so what it was, bro. I've from helping, you know, get the Red Room started and get stuff going on that end, throwing parties. Man, I've always felt like I'm on E.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody's like, oh, it's the greatest, or you probably deal with it here. It's like, oh, Yo Bar's great, but they don't know what you have to deal with on the back end.
Nah.
And it's always a constant, you know, feeling of that. But here's the thing. The play on it is, it's where the F is. So we're actually on full.
Right.
So all these hurdles and things that we go through is what gives us the fuel as entrepreneurs to keep going. So that's where the Life on E comes from with
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. And
it's kind of metaphorical. Gotcha. Shout out to the kid.
Oh, yeah.
They can't sleep on the kid. Y'all didn't know Drico had major bars.
Oh, yeah, most deaf, man.
Not had, has.
I might spit some if you want me to.
Hold on, I got some beats on the pad. Hold on, don't tempt me.
I might spit some, man.
Don't tempt me.
I'm not a rapper, though.
But, yeah, man, this platform, man, is you're literally one of the first people I talked to about this idea over a year ago.
All right.
And I think it's just time. I didn't even give you any prep or nothing. This is the beauty of it. And I think You know, that's the thing about the disclosure. It's not an interview, bro. Like, we want to build a platform where entrepreneurs can come and have a real conversation. You know what I mean? That other entrepreneurs can tap into and get some gems from to keep them going. That's the fuel. Like, right. Somebody be able to hear what right. you went through and know, you know, all right, I have to apply this and do that.
Man, the entrepreneurship, man, if anybody think it's easy, you know, like, you're in the wrong game, man. You might as well stay on a 9-to-5, because, like, if you ain't ready for it, like, it could take you down through that, you know, like, you your own worst enemy,
yeah,
you
man.
Know, when you doing this. So, you know, it is what it is, man. You gotta grind, man, full time. Like, I barely get any sleep. Like, I thought, you know, like, Quinn, my job was gonna free up some time for me to get some rest, man. I think I rest more when I was working, you know, for somebody else, you know. Now that you're working for yourself, it's like nothing is enough. You gotta keep it going. So
talk to me a bit about where we are right now. Where are we?
Man, where we are right now is not the end.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I can elaborate a little bit on that. Like, I started off, man.
How long has it been?
Oh, wait.
How long has the Yo Bar been?
Well, Yo Bar been, it's been since Thanksgiving of last year. So, you know, almost 9 months. 9 months, something like that. We opened Thanksgiving night.
Okay.
2018.
Okay.
Man, Yo Bar, everybody asks where the name come from, you know, like where the idea come from. So basically, you know, the name come from all, you know, like everyday slang. You know what I'm saying? Like, we
Yo Bar.
Yo, hey yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk like that. So I wanted to bring it, you know, give it a little personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, if someone come to you and ask you, like, where you going? You know, like, I'm going to Yo Bar. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, not Your Bar, Yo Bar, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a nice feedback, man. My wife and I, we kind of like debated on so many different names, you know. Like, we had 21 and Up, we had The Hangout, you know, like, we had, you know, The Spot, you know, we had a lot of stuff, man, but, you know, like, this one kind of like stuck out the most, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, good job on that.
Appreciate it.
Good job on that.
You know, like, as far as the ideal itself, man, you know, like, you know, when you doing business, it's just like anything else. Like, you kind of like grasp and steal ideas. I wouldn't say steal, like, in a bad way. You know,
nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, everything is repetitive. Everybody done did something already. So,
right.
You know, as far as the idea, man, our hometown's a small town, man.
Right.
So basically what it is trying to bring a big city feel to the small town. So, you know, like, as far as the mechanical bull, you know, like, we... You know, my first time seeing the mechanical bulls was when I went to the A.
Was it
the U-Bar.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shout out to the U-Bar.
Shout out to the U-Bar.
So, that was my first time seeing a mechanical bull, you know, and that was, like, this been 6 years in the making.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just didn't happen overnight. So, you know, like, 6 years ago, you know, a couple of us, we went to Atlanta, you know, to celebrate. And, you know, we went to the U-Bar and... that's why I seen it. Then from that day, I was like, man, you know, I always wanted to be a club owner, you know, but I don't think the town big enough and ready for a real
right now,
you know, right now for a real club. So that's why I just kind of like split it up into a bar, you know. Like,
I do want to take the time, man, and really really commend you, you know what I'm saying, for taking this leap, because, you know, the unique thing about what you brought to the community, it was a void there, bro.
Like, right.
A really big void. And even now, you probably at times have capacity issues trying to separate the crowds, because there's still a club void here in the area, but you came in a time when there's nothing
right
there. You know what I mean? And that's a big step. You know what I'm saying? That's a big responsibility to take on for yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, you know, thank you for doing it.
Man, appreciate
that,
it, man.
For
we,
real.
You know, like, you think about when you say something about capacity, you know, like, what we try to get the people to understand is, I mean, we had to take what we had, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not a club, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a sports bar.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, people get mad because we have a capacity of what we have, but, you know, like, what I try to tell everybody is, like, you know, I try to be, you know, be respectful to everyone and be like, man, you're not gonna pay my fines, you're not gonna pay my bills, so I can't break the rules, you know what I'm saying? I can't break the rules because of that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
So how is the response being from the community over this last year or so? In your opinion, I know you see it differently from your end, but it's like,
man, you know what? The response, like, it's been great. You know, like, we get a lot of people in, you know, like from the surrounding areas as well, you know, like, because you gotta think, it ain't nothing to do around there either. You know what I'm saying? You gotta Starkville, you gotta West Point, Macon, Tupelo, all the way from, you know, Tuscaloosa. We have people everywhere, you know what I'm saying? All around the area.
How many bullies? This the only bully around though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the only mechanical bully. I mean, you probably can find some, you know. I mean
in this setting.
In this whole area, this the only one around, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think the closest might be Jackson or Memphis or something like that. But other than that, I think we are the only ones with.
I've even seen you with the you had the kids over on it. Like, you had the.
Oh yeah, it's family friendly. You know, like, people, you know, like, get a mistaken again, like, this is just a club. Like, we tell everybody, you have to be 21 and up when we have live music, live DJs and things like that, because, you know, like, we just don't want to get into a situation where someone is under the age, right, or, you know, like, a minor or anything to that nature. But as far as, like, families, as far as anything, we have families coming in, kids can ride. I mean, it's just like a jumpers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you let your kids bounce on the jumper all day, so, you know, like, it's the same thing. It's real, it's safe, you know, it's 100% safe. You know, unless you just want to be stupid and jump off of it. I mean, that's crazy.
So, one thing that I was thinking about, man, on the road here was that the great thing about you and entrepreneurship is that your bar is not your only venture.
Nah.
You know, and I think back to your photography business. Like, bro, I think about projects I've worked on. I was like, man, I intentionally have contacted you for number of things. And I feel like that's the challenge we have as entrepreneurs as well, to support each other in the ways that we do. I think about the soccer projects. Yeah. And last year I talked to Coach Morris, and I was just telling him about the impact that we had by pulling that off with using the kids' pictures instead of, you know, a Kobe Bryant image.
Right.
You remember when you did that? And it's like, Those are things entrepreneurially that have an impact that I don't even know if you know of that impact of those things.
Yeah, most definitely. Man, the good thing about giving back, helping, you know what I'm saying? Like, I help anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I help anybody. Or I try to, rather. You know, I guess that's the good thing about me. You know, like, I try to help a lot. I don't mind doing things for the community. You know, I don't mind giving back. You know, like, that's just part, because honestly, man, like, the community is what helps you, you know, like, be you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So giving back is just one thing that should be, like, second nature to whatever you're doing. So, you know, as far as, like, you know, like, the photography, man, like, that really was the first thing that kind of, like, jumped everything off, because, you know, I started before it was Isaac Images, man. We was trendsetters.
Yeah, the party, you know, doing pictures, you know, like, we was doing and printing on site.
Yeah, we was doing the parties. We was promoting. We was promoters, not janky promoters, but we, you know, we was doing our thing. But, you know, like, it didn't even start from that, man. Like, it started back in school, you know, like, I was selling candy and DVDs, man.
Yeah, I sold candy, too, to Coach Jones. Popped me a couple of times.
Well,
and
you
I
know
had
how
to
that go.
That
you know how that go. You know how that go. You know how that was. But yeah, man, it's been love.
So how's that been, like, balancing the two? Because I know within the last, so you've been here 9 months, and there was a year before that of preparation. So
it was 5 years. Well, before. It was
how
five
has it
years.
Been balancing that and this?
As far as the
photography business and this.
My team.
Okay.
My team. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got some people on my team, you know, Josh and DP, you know, all the girls, you know, like, we.
How many people within, you say?
Honestly, when I talk to the you know, the city officials and things to that nature, you right. know, like I let them know, like, I mean, we got 20 people employed, you know what I'm saying? So
that's huge.
That's 20 people that we, you know, gave a job to.
Right.
You know, so it's cool with that. But, you know, that's how I kind of like balance it, man. Like now that we got it going, I don't have to, well, even though I be around a lot, I don't have to be around as much, you know, like I'm not scared to leave, you know, and not think that I'm in good hands.
Right.
You know, like I can leave now and I'm good, you know, so that's the beauty of having a good established team, you know, so you can be able to do more, because that's what I want to do, you know, like new project coming soon. I keep y'all posted on that.
What is it, bro? You can't give us a sneak or nothing?
We'll give you a sneak, you know, like I don't want to take it too fast because I'm just putting it into motion, but
okay.
Only thing I can say is everything that I do from here on out is going to have yo in front of it. You know what I'm saying? So
yo,
it can be, you know, like, well, I can give them a sneak peek. You know what I'm saying? What I'm working on now is going to be yo kicks.
Yo kicks?
Yo kicks. Yeah, man. So about to open up a sneaker show.
Oh, for real?
Shoot, yeah. Sneaker shop, rather, I said.
Well, I have some merchandise that needs to be placed within your store, sir.
Man, most definitely. Bring the shirts. We going to do all that. All that's going to be locally. But my whole vision with that, man, and, you know, like, I'm not scared to, you know, like, share my, you know,
because
share my.
Because the thing is, bro, a lot of people not going to take that action.
A lot of people scared to jump out, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, they scared to jump
they
out.
They should there, be, so. Though, because there's been some times, hence Life on E, that, you know, you be like, man, I really jump.
Right, right. You know, like, we could speak on a lot of stuff, but, like, you better start owning stuff, man. You better start buying stuff. You better start investing because, you know, like, just relying on the system, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is getting crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us, man, we live in paycheck to paycheck, man. So, yeah. You know, like, what I tell everybody, man, you want sickness away from being broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get sick and you can't afford to miss days at work, or you can't afford to go to the hospital, or you gotta, you know, spend whatever you got just to get better. Like, that's crazy, man.
I'm glad you mentioned that, bro, because I wanna ask you something. Like, growing up, we've talked much, probably the most after school, like,
right?
You know what I mean? And how is it coming from your demographic and sitting where you're sitting now? Like, because just from observation on the outside, like, you're a unicorn, and where you come from, you're how tell me about that.
Man, bro, I always been a dreamer, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a vision, you know, like, me personally, I can speak on it now because we grown, like,
right.
Man, honestly, ever since I was like 14, I say 14, like, success always been on my mind, and you know, like, it was premeditated. You know, like, me, when I talk to some of my partners, I let them know that it's like a use world. You know, like, you use me to get what you want, I use you to get what I want. So, you know, like, I always live by that ever since I was like 13, 14 years old. So it's a lot of stuff that I did, you know what I'm saying, like, to get where I am now. You know, like, I did a lot of stuff growing up in the Boys and Girls Club. I did a lot of stuff for the mayor. I did a lot of stuff for the police department. You know, like, I did a lot of stuff for, you know, like, real people in the community, you know. So them favors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? It reciprocates. Like, it comes back.
Yeah, and I never used those favors, you know, until, like, 5 years now. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, like, manipulated the system. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, remind you, I went to college, but I never, you know, I dropped out. I ain't really just, you know, like, college is just ain't for everybody.
Right.
It wasn't for me.
Right.
But, you know, like, I do want to go back, but, you know, like, we'll talk about that
later. It's just more so of an exercise for you.
Right, yeah. So, you know, like, I kind of, like, used a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying, because when people think they using me, I mean, I'm allowing you to think you using me.
Right.
Because it's a bigger picture on the, you know, on the other end. So, you know, like, you could take that how you want to take it. You know, like, I don't want to get deep down into, you know, dealt with it. But, you know, like, that's just all I did growing up, man. Like, I had a lot of people on my side, man. But I never asked anybody for anything. You know what I'm saying? I kind of, like, soaked up a whole bunch of advice. You know, like, all the people that's in my neighborhood, like, you know, like, that was doing something prior to me.
Right.
Like, I just learned from their mistakes, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what it is. I learned, like, I didn't have them as a role model, you know what I'm saying, publicly.
Right.
But deep down in my head, I'm still learning from them.
Just observing, just sitting back like the deer.
I'm sitting back, like, you know, I get my input, but at the same time, I know you don't want my input, but I'm going to just see, I'm going to just sit here and I'm going to just see you fail, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to fail, but I'm telling you the mistakes that you're making. You don't want to listen to me because I'm young. That's where I get the name Kid from, because I always used to be the youngest one in the crowd.
Right.
But you don't want to listen to me because I'm the youngest in the group. But then when you finally fail, you know, I'm just learning from your mistakes. Like, if you would have did it the way I told you to do it, you know, like, you probably could have been, you know.
Appreciate that, though.
Yeah, so that's just how I look at everything. So, you know, like, don't ever think you playing me, you know what I'm saying?
You know, congratulations, saying? You just played yourself.
You just played yourself. So, you know, like, don't ever think you playing me, because I'm a, you know, I already got it premeditated what I want to do with you. So anything that I'm doing, you know, anything that I allow you to do, it's already something in store or what I want to do for it.
Right.
If that make any sense.
I mean, but, you know, as entrepreneurs, bro, you got to, that reciprocation, and that, like you said, with regards to you use me, I use you, that. Right. It sounds like a bad thing, but it's not.
It's not. I mean, it's
a fact of life.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, man. Like, you got to do it like that. Do you think, like, for example, you know what I'm saying? For example, you know, like, say some of the girls that we hire, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes some of them do, but some of them probably don't appreciate the fact that, I mean, you hired them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, not to mention that if I went to hire y'all, y'all probably won't even meet each other. Y'all probably won't even know each other.
Right.
But at the same time, like, it goes back to anything as far as loyalty, man. Like, everybody just not loyal. Like, everybody's not going to be loyal to your business, to your company, to your personal life, to nothing like you are.
Right.
So, you know, like, that's why I got to tell them. That's why I let them know, like, you can find another job right now and then just quit on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, that's why they be like, dang, we got a new girl again? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, like, three of y'all might quit. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be three steps ahead. You know what I'm saying? So instead of me pulling out my hairs and stuff like that, trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I lose somebody, nah, we just going to go ahead and get them trained up. We going to go ahead and get everything situated so it won't be a problem at all. So
right.
That's how I look at life, man.
So I don't know if you noticed my shirt, but I wore this today. It's special. It's the first one that's ever been worn. This is specifically for a brother of ours that we have a kinship with.
Okay.
It's an aficionado. It's for the Red Room. It's a line that's coming from the Red Room.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk a bit about, because I know that you guys have had ample conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You've been through, checked out some of your spots. Like, tell me the importance of relationships with other entrepreneurs. Talk to me, like, about that process.
Like,
with Courtney as an example.
Listen, I tell every, you know what's wrong with us blacks?
Mm-hmm.
We too prideful. We too scared to give other people props. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind giving. I tell everybody, like, man, Courtney helped me. Like, I didn't know absolutely anything about contracts, about anything. You know what I'm saying, man? That man, that man did all that for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it goes back to that use world.
Right. Because
when y'all started the Red Room, you know, like, do you know that my wife and I first fashion show was his first event?
Yeah, at the Trotter. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I brought him into that.
For
you know
sure.
What I'm saying? So that, I knew that was going to be great. You know what I'm saying? I knew that.
Even when we came Juneteenth, you came out and purchased
right.
a cigar.
Right, I came and, no, up. We took 1,000 pictures and, you know, me, you, Tico.
You printed it out
with
the
kids. Yeah, I printed
it
out on the spot with the kids, you know, like, all that, man. Like, I knew that was going to be great. I possibly could have invested in it if I would have talked to you and Courtney them about it, but I wanted that man to do his own thing, you know what I'm saying? I knew that was going to be great, and then I did that for him. He came to me and was like, man, I appreciate it, man. Like, he literally made a lot of money at that event.
Yeah.
And then revamped. So that goes back to that use, use. You know what I'm saying? So now I got a favor that I'm not really looking for now. But, you know, at the same time, look at it. 3, 4, 5 years later,
yeah,
this man literally helped me set my blueprint for what y'all see now.
And he's on to the brownstone. There's other things that happened that are connected to it. But I just... It was something that I was, me and him, we talk about it all the time, man, because I don't, it's kind of the same thing with me and him. Like, I kind of let him, you know, do his thing. But in its origin, like, we know, you know what I mean? And it's all connected to each other.
We all one. When it's all said and done, we all one, man.
So, that's amazing, you know, and that's important.
Yeah.
That we, you know, acknowledge that, you know what I mean?
I just went down there a couple of weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? We stayed. He had me up to like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
man.
Nah, I can't. Look.
Hey, Courtney. Hey, Courtney, man. We from Mississippi, man. You know, everything shut down in one round here, man. I was tired as shit. Man.
I can't even rock with him, bro. Look. Hey. I'd stay down the road. Nope. When I go with him, it's nah.
Hey, that man showed me a great time though. And then, you know, vice versa. You know, like, he came here, he been here twice.
I saw he was in the VIP area.
Yeah, he came here twice, man. Like, the man put me on so much stuff, man. The man put me on the hookahs.
Yeah.
You know, like, the man put me on everything. And then likewise, you know, like, we shared a whole bunch of information. I mean, we're two different states, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's not a conflict of interest.
Nah, it's not a conflict of interest. It's not a competition. It's
home, bro.
It's love, man. I you know, like, if that man need anything or, you know, ask any type of advice or anything, you know, like, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? If he call me right now, say, I need you down here, you know, in the A, you know, like, I'm shooting down now. You know what I'm saying? So.
No, I just really, I think that's awesome that. That is, I think it's awesome that it's us. Because even him, I was telling him, like, me and him didn't talk any in high school. I talked to him thereafter, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe MySpace and the music or something along them lines, you know what I mean? And to be sitting at his table at 3 o'clock in the morning, man, working out these kinks. And because, you know, originally we had planned to do that here.
Right.
And, bro, it didn't work out. Like, the on Main Street across from the Dispatch.
Right.
What's that? What is it?
The Southern.
No, not the place that's next to the Southern. It used to be the Firehouse.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
That was the first Target for the Red Room before this entity came here, and it just didn't work out, and then we ended up doing the mobile component and all that. But
that was probably the best move, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure it was.
Probably was the best thing, you know?
For sure, easily.
We having a situation here now, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, the bar. We had this capacity thing, man, and you know, like, everybody say get the next building, which we got it, but it's just so much, and people don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, you can have 1,000 people, like, why you won't do this or why you won't do that? Like, baby, if it was that easy, like, everybody would be doing it. It's not that easy, you know what I'm saying? So,
and then too, bro, I would say, man, I just, you know, I appreciate you not rushing into it. You know what I mean? Doing it because it's important that you grow properly, because your success is going to be connected to the next thing that happens in this community.
Right.
So it's important not to, you know, rush that process.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. I can honestly say that I've been, you know, and then I've been working on my patience for a long time, but I can honestly say that this project right here, like, I had to have a lot of patience with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I almost got killed, you know, not from the streets. I'm talking about my wife. Like, she went with it at first, man. It was a big thing.
How is that? I was definitely gonna. How is that?
Ah, man, it's the same. It's the same thing, man. Like, with anybody, marriage. I mean, this business is just like marriage. You can't be prepared for it. It's growth.
But it's a different. It's a unique thing from entrepreneur. Like, it's different, bro, for us. Like, cause it's not just a set. Go to work and that's it. Woo. Like, there's so, especially in your environment, it's a whole nother thing too, bro. Because I dealt with it on the party end,
right?
And there were certain things I'm like, bro, this is a $10 t-shirt. I'm not, you know, I'm not here for any of that. I'm trying to the process. And
women don't understand that.
Yeah, man. They don't, like, bro.
It's pointless to even talk about that because, I mean, they right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta they right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta look at it like that, man, because it's a lot of stuff that come with it.
Yeah.
And I won't say it's the part of like my wife being jealous. My wife ain't jealous of nothing or nobody.
No. Yeah.
But it's just the part, you know, like they just be looking out for our well being, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I could tell you one thing though. A lot of stuff my wife, you know, like done told
intuition.
Me, yeah, you know, like even about dudes that I used to kick it with, you know, like it's true. Like you be like, nah, not you know, like not George.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then 3 months later, like
something happened.
George. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I listen to her. She probably think I don't, because sometimes I act like I don't, but I really do.
No, that's real. Even what you saying, like
yeah, you know how we just men, like we don't like you can't tell me what to do. You don't know what you tell me. You know what I'm saying? But deep down inside you like she right.
And then as we go further along in the marriage and the relationship continues to build, like
right,
you become a little more quicker to go with that, opposed to, you know, the going away from it. It's like, all right, you know what I mean? Because that's really what she here for.
Oh, you know
what I mean?
This
is what the team has come together for.
Right.
You know what I mean? And her strengths aren't your strengths. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and she's definitely a gem, you know what I'm saying, to have in what you're building. I know she's definitely responsible for a lot that's going on, you know what I mean?
A lot of behind the scenes stuff, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff. So
I've seen her put the you know, the modeling stuff together, see her put her events together. I know a lot of that same energy goes into this process and keeping stuff intact,
you know what's crazy, like 2 days ago I was looking at the video of our first fashion show,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, our second one, 2016,
with the cupcakes.
Yes. And with the cupcakes,
yeah,
yes.
I went to that.
No. That was the one at the Southern. That's the one. That was the small introduction.
Okay.
That really wasn't a fashion show.
Y'all had one at the Trotter.
We had three at the Trotter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we was going to do it every year. But, you know, like, and not knocking anybody, but, and not saying that we were the first one to do it. But, you know, like, when my wife, you know, put that together, like, Models, Inc., it was something special, and she actually, you know, like took her time with it.
Right.
And she put everything into, she wanted to be everything to be legit the way that she wanted it to be. So,
right.
You know, like we had a lot of people. Like I think the first time we had over 700-800 people. No, like over 500 people. The second time we had like 700-800 people. There, you know what I'm saying? So I think we had one of the, you know, like most successful runs as far as like the fashion, but then everybody started doing it, and it kind of like died down, you know, like, you know, not knocking anybody, but you know, like if you throw a fashion show every other week, somebody gonna tend to like, hey, I ain't coming to that, you know, like,
yeah.
You get tired of, you get burnt out on a whole bunch of stuff. So,
or if you do a shirt, somebody's gonna drop a shirt line
yeah,
next week.
Yeah, you know, like, well, yeah, you know, like you can't, you know, like we talking about it, but you know, like you can't stop somebody hustle, but you know, like I just want everybody to be like original, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I think it happens for purpose though, because when you're not doing that, that enables her to focus her energy on what you guys are building here.
Right.
So it kind of, you know, if you're doing that, then that would take away the energy of it. So it kind of forces, it happens.
The way
it happens. And then don't nobody do it like you. So
I'm gonna make it hard on the next.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I already got something, you know, like I don't rush into stuff anymore. So, you know, like everything that I like, even with the pool table, like we already been talking about the pool table. I just was waiting on the right time to put it in.
Right.
Even with another building, even with the other side, like it's already in motion. We just gotta wait on the right time to put it in. You
know
what I'm saying? So it's no rush, no anything. We just want everything to be the right way.
So, speaking of your wife too, man, before I left this last time here, man, we sat around the table trying to, the city was trying to put a business expo together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was awesome prior to when they were trying to like build this up, you know, and saying, hey, they want to bring this component. I'm like, this is who we need to, and just sitting down and having that conversation and being at the table with those few people.
Right.
And just I think it's important, you know what I mean, that we figure out how to lift her up even more, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, because the woman entrepreneur space is something that really has to be tapped into here locally, right, as well.
Right.
You know, to give an example of that, because a lot of people don't know, you know what I mean, how instrumental she is in certain things like that. You know what I mean?
And gifted, man.
Really. You so know, when gifted. She sees this and hears this, please come on out and play ball. You know, and man, because we need it. We definitely need, you know what I mean, her, you know what I mean, lifted in the right light, you know what I mean, in this community, because she's definitely a voice and somebody that, you know, because I have a daughter now, so it's different with me with women, because, like, you know, my daughter's gonna need more than just her mom and her, right, grandmother and her aunt. She's right. gonna need other women to give positive examples and reinforcements of what to do right.
Cause you gotta understand, even with, you know, like, parents, you know, like, young people with kids and everything, like, don't think that you the only role model, you know, for your kids. Cause oh, yeah. I promise you, like, you know, like, soon as they leave, like, they looking up, whether it's a friend mom, a friend aunt, or, you know, anything, they looking up to somebody else.
So. Right.
Uh-oh.
Nah, there it is.
Nah, we good.
But talk to me a little bit about how's the city embraced you so far, you think, in your opinion?
I mean, the city.
With regards to, because that's the thing, too, you're bringing, you think about the people that come here, they if they don't eat here, they'll stop and get food, they'll stop and get gas.
Right.
There's so many components that you're bringing. How is the relationship with the city?
The city is the city. You know what I'm saying?
The city is the city, man.
It sounds crazy when we speak on it like that, but they know what we're talking about.
For sure.
I don't want to speak on the city, but what I do want to speak on, I want to share this. Like, I do feel like a lot of people do or did, you know, like, come up here, you know, because of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because of the support of me, for me, rather, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. Let me explain. Not sounding bad or anything. I don't want you to come up here solely off of you coming up here to support Draco. You know what I'm saying? I want you to come up here because this is a good establishment, good food, good drinks, good time, good environment, somewhere where you will want to go. You know what I'm saying? Don't come up here just because you know me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. You know, I want you to come up here because this is a good place of business that you can enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you coming up here saying you support me is like you telling me that, well, I was just supporting you like I owe you something or something like
right.
that. So,
ooh,
you know, like,
man.
I don't want that. I want people to come up here and, like, forget who own it, forget who's over it. Like, you coming up here for a service. You coming up here to have a good time. You know, like, you ain't coming up here because of Draco. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Because as soon as somebody else opened up anything, you don't go to Applebee's because of the manager. You go to Applebee's because it's Applebee's. You know what I'm saying? You go to Longhorns because it's Longhorns.
But that's something with us, bro. That comes back right. to us. Like, that's something we do.
Right. That's I mean, that's the killing part of us. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So we just gotta do better as us's.
As us's.
We gotta do better as us, man. So
what how do you still tapped in with the Fifth Ward over there? How's you still touching base over there on North Side?
Oh, that's Seventh Ward.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, War man, five. I'm thinking.
Right, man.
I'm thinking political maps. My
man,
bad.
Most of you all were in New Orleans. but for real, like, I go over there. I go through every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. Couple of my old partners. You know what I'm saying? We kind of like fell out because people just ain't gonna grow with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's part of it.
I just don't. You know, like, we did a lot of stuff that we did back when we was younger. I just can't see how somebody can just sit on the corner in the heat all day, you know, like, doing nothing, like, in front of the store, you know what I'm saying? Like,
houseway.
That's not what's up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like,
do you feel a responsibility to show face and be the example that's not?
I don't feel like it's a responsibility.
Okay.
You know, I feel like that's something that you. No, I'm gonna do it anyway, but I'm not responsible for doing it. I don't have to do it, because I'm gonna be over there anyway. Like my moms and sisters and everybody, they still stay over there in the same area. So we over there anyway. So as far as like the community that I grew up in, I mean, the people that I deal with, they come up here. You know right. what I'm saying? Some of the people that I used to deal with, I ain't never seen them.
Right.
You know, like a couple of, you know, like you'll think that your closest, you know, I'm not gonna use the word friends, but your closest peers will be the one that most support you. That's not true, man. Like
definitely not.
Like I don't look at that. Like don't even come up here, because if they come, they just want something for free, or you know, like that ain't support me.
Right.
That ain't showing love, so
that's a weight to you.
Yeah,
a hindrance.
Nah, I've been let all that go. You know, like at first I used to feel guilty if someone come to me and ask me for something, and you know, like I'd be like, you know, like I probably don't even have it to give, and I still give it. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever, like, I was so dumb that like if I didn't have this, like my face card always been good, so I can go get anything from, you know, like pretty much anybody. I was so dumb that I used to go borrow money just to let, you know, like some of my partners have, you know, like if they needed it,
right?
You know, like stuff like that, you know, and got burnt. So, you know, like that's some stuff. Like I don't look at, you know, like stuff like that anymore. So I don't feel no type of way when I say no. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you no, that's just what it is. It's just no, like, you know.
And
you
that comes with the growth and the process that you've,
oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying, been through.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why I said responsibility and those things of that nature, because I'm thinking to the kid that's there now that doesn't have it, because I don't know if you really had someone that was an entrepreneur coming up around.
Well,
did you? I don't. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, a entrepreneur in the sense of
not in a legal way.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not in a legal way. Like,
yeah, for sure.
All of the people that, like, most of the people that I kind of like looked up to, you know, like in an area that we was in,
right?
Like, they was on some more stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it was a whole different ball game. But that's, I mean, you can thank them, because, you know, like they helped me count.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they helped me count. So, you know, like you learn a lot from whether it's good people or bad people. So it's you can judge, you can do the judging if you want to. I don't judge nobody. You know, it is what it is. I don't know anybody's story. So I don't know what they had to do to support their family.
Right.
They don't know what I have to do to support my family. But, you know, like at the time, I guess, you know, like that was all they had to do. So that's what it was.
Yeah. So that's what I was asking, like in the sense of that kid there now, or the youth there now, you know what I mean? Being able
the youth now,
being able to touch you and be like, hey, this is the brother that owns.
I feel like the youth now is just like some women. Right.
You know,
like,
okay.
I'm gonna break it down for you. Like the youth now, like they don't have any guidance. They don't have anybody. They don't want to look up to people like me publicly. You know what I'm saying? Like deep down inside, they probably be like, man, I wish I could do what Draco doing.
Right.
But they don't want to say that, because I guess like blacks again, I think we, you know, like we tend to think when people doing stuff the right way, the legit way, that it's lame or it don't look right to them. They're rather, you know, like everybody.
I used to deal with that a lot, bro. Look, I rode the bus home. I never forget it, bro. I used to watch, you know, we used to get out of school at Hunt, and everybody on Northside used to walk up the middle of 20th Street on the way.
Right.
And I live in North Haven Woods, so we waiting on the bus, and I'm looking outside, I'm like, man, I'm seeing
a whole line.
I'm talking about, this is like, Michael Williams, Adrian Irby peak. Like,
man.
This is when all of this was going on. And I rode the bus home to get my hair braided with Gabe one day, bro. I never forget it. By the time we got down 7th Avenue, bro, there was like 3 fights. I'm talking about at every stop.
Like, you know, the good thing about me, like, I'd have been in a few, like, gang fights.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care to fight. I don't care to fight. I didn't say I didn't know how to fight.
Right.
Just correct that. So
get it correct.
But you know, like as far as that, like back then, man, growing up, it was fun and it was scary at the same time, because like it was like what they don't understand now, like it used to be real, man. Like we didn't know what we was doing. Like if you know, like you had Main Street was the thin line between love and hate.
For sure.
You know, like you had people from Southside, Sandfield, whatever they want to call you, had people from Northside. Man.
The gun line.
Yeah, that was the gun line, man. If you got crossed up, you know, over there. And it was just so happened that some of the top schools was over on Northside. So yeah. it was kinda like an advantage. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of stuff going on, man. And, like you.
And I mentioned it, not to cut you off, but I mentioned it with regards to coming over, and once I started hanging out more, there's always this reference to like white boy George. And that's just because of the environment that I was right. in, and when I come in, then it's like
you know, honestly, George, you know, what? You want me to tell you how we used to look at you?
Please,
you know, like
please.
I had a partner, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna call a name, but you know, like we thought we was from the slums, you know what I'm saying? Right. So when y'all used to stay in North Haven Woods or out, you know, like in a good neighborhood, we gonna call them Dean. We gonna call them like the good neighborhoods.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We used to be so shocked when we see y'all over here, like, bro, like, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? You know, like everybody over here trying to get over there, and it seemed like everybody that's over there trying to get over here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not knowing the situations, you know, like everybody's parents just different.
That's
you know?
What I was about to say, man, bro. Look.
It probably went steaks and gravy like everybody
what?
Thought. But
it
you
looked
gotta,
it from gotta, the outside, but when you walk in the threshold,
right, but
it's
you got to think about it, man. That's just when we was younger, that's all we knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember a phrase, like, when I graduated high school, it was a couple of guys, you know, like, I never been flashy. I don't think I ever owned a pair of joints. You know, like, I never liked it. You know what I'm saying? But
the unicorn again.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, like, I used to say, I started saving up money, you know, like, around 16. I remember when I saved up my first $1,000, bro. I remember the time that I got my first spot and I bought my first flat screen. That's when they was big old heavy. I still got it to this day. It's down in my it's in my man cave.
With the speaker on the bottom,
man,
or
not the big that my mom still got that. I'm just talking about when flat screens first started coming out.
Okay.
But you know, like I remember class night. I remember talking to a couple of guys that used to be, you know, I guess you could say the sexy, the pretty guys in high school or whatever you want to call them. I cut up on them, man. Like, bro, y'all gonna see life. You know, like that's why I love the way that we grew up, because we had already experienced like tough times. You know what I'm saying? When a whole bunch of other people, man, that stuff was pretty much like given to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now, I told them, I was like, well, y'all gonna see what it's like when you get from under your mom and dad wings, you know what I'm saying? Like, your mom and dad bought y'all a whole bunch of stuff. I had to, you know, like, buy a whole bunch of stuff for the house. I had to do, you know, a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, for my mom's, you know, like, she ain't have it. So, you know, like, it was five of us, bro. Like, we ain't asked my mama for nothing, you know what I'm saying? So, we knew she couldn't, you know, she did the best she could. So, you know, like, it turned out great, you know? But a lot of people growing up now, man, like, they just don't understand. Like, even the kids in high school now, like, bro, once you graduate, once you walk across that stage, you know, like, 85% of y'all ain't even thinking about college. You know what I'm saying? They just, it's too, I think, popularity then took over.
And
everything.
The social media, we didn't have that at all.
Nah,
when
I think social media, like Facebook and stuff came out, what, 04, 05?
Probably 5, 6-ish.
See, or something like
that.
It was
college only when it first came out.
We would have had all the stuff that we got now. Like, when I'd probably be rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I feel like I'd be wealthy.
Using that tool.
Man, all the tools that we had. That's why I'm off subject for a second. You know, I had a conversation with somebody a couple of weeks ago, and they was talking about, who do you think are the smartest people, you know, like, in history?
Right.
Like the people that invented telephone, the older people or the new age people, you know what I'm saying? And my answer was the older people, because without those resources, all this technology that we're using now, You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't like exist. It wouldn't even exist. So you got to think about what we got to make everything work now. None of that would have even exist if it wasn't from them people back there. You know what I'm saying? So that's just some real knowledge.
But you know, even on that end, like now we have the tools we have, but a lot of it is ourselves. We're our biggest, you know, enemy with regards to pushing that envelope forward, because a lot of those things, we become so complacent with the tools that we got. So it's just, I don't know, man.
I think it's more of like, you know, like it's easier to do stuff now that, you know, like people mind don't even take them. Like back then, like it was so hard to do stuff. So you had to think real hard about what you was going to do. You had to think real hard about how you was going to spend that dollar. Now it's so easy because you can do anything to try to make money. Like just say if you lose $50 right now, mm-hmm. if you needed it, you wouldn't worry about it so much because you know, like I probably can make $50 in 2-3 days. But back then, you know what I'm saying? Like you lose $50, you might cry for a whole week because you know what I'm saying? Like that $50 was accounted for. Like it ain't no way possible that you can make that back in 2-3 days because you are, I don't know, man. It's just crazy. Life's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like you just gotta go with it, man.
You know what I realized sitting here talking to you, bro? This is probably the most what you would say intimate conversation we've ever had.
Right.
You know, I mentioned to you, BJ. I mentioned to you responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you're like, no, I'm not responsible for any of that.
Right.
But I really feel like you've been responsible your whole life for your entire, for your situation, and you've had to step up so much that now it's so normal to you.
Right. But
that it's nothing.
But see, what I'm saying is like, I don't need someone, I don't need you, I don't need anybody to tell me that I'm responsible for something that I already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a responsibility because it's in it. It's like, it's more like a second nature. Like, I don't need to be responsible for something that I already, that's just like me saying that I need to be responsible for my son school clothes. Like, I don't have to be responsible for that. You don't have to use that word because I already know that I have to do that. Like, that's something like, no, I don't need to be responsible for that. That's what I'm saying. Like, responsibility. I'm not looking for any type of award, you know what I'm saying, or fame off of what I do. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say I don't use the word like responsible or responsibility for word. Something like that. That's what I'm talking about word. With that.
Well, you may not accept it, but just know it is acknowledged and appreciated, because there are people out here, brother, not accepting any. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just you know.
It's a lot of people that look up to me, man. That's, and you know, like some now, it's more than a lot. You know what I'm saying? Some people ain't scared to let it be known, but right. then some of them are like, they so scared to say it, you know. Like I think I had a problem with people want to show me love or want to tell me this, but like they might be older, they probably feel, you know, like it's an ego yeah. thing, you yeah. know what I'm saying? So, you know, like it's a lot of people that look up to me, man. But I don't know, man. It is what it is. Let them do what they do.
No.
Every time I give advice, man, I shoot it to you raw, you know what I'm saying? Like, no cuts, no nothing, you know? Like, I made a Facebook post yesterday or something like that or whatever, and then I was like, you know, like, 2 days ago I said, don't ask for my opinion if you can't stand the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ask me something, I don't care if we live, if we private or whatever, I'm going to tell you what it is, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yesterday I also made a Facebook post. Matter of fact, let me pull it up.
Here, read it.
And it's like this right here is some stuff that I kind of like touch on. And what they don't really know, man, I be trying to tell people, like, I'm a real life joker. I'm a clown. So the only reason I really don't be on Facebook with all that, because I'm trying to uphold the image, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I just can't be.
I can't be sitting up here just clowning, but I promise you, don't come for me, because I'm telling you,
don't sin for him.
You'll run out of money before I run out of funny. I promise. Ooh. I joke you today. I already got somebody that I want to joke anyway, so I'm ready for it. So whenever you ready, I ain't gonna say nothing. But nah, I made this yesterday. I was like, let me tell y'all what's really the problem around here. You know, like, y'all too scared to say something or correct these so-called popular people. You know, like, not me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can get it. You know, like, oh, fake wanna be homemade celebrities. Let me elaborate. Wait,
you said what?
Yeah, I said they fake wanna be homemade celebrities. You know what I'm saying?
Where is this?
Yeah, that's what I did. It's real.
Okay, 344 reactions.
Ah, man, that's
49 shares.
So basically what, you know, like, a lot of people, you know, like, when I make a post on Facebook, bro, like, I ain't really just talking about nobody at the time. Like, this probably something I probably thought about 2 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But around here, like, and not just Columbus, this Starkville, West Point, anywhere, you know, like, you got all these people that's popular, you know what I'm saying? And then you got all these unpopular followers, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that's, if I say something, somebody gonna be right up my ass, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if I say something wrong, those same people don't try to correct me.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? I think we let the popular people go with a whole bunch of stuff, because now if I say something, they probably won't say nothing to me. But if somebody that's not so popular say something, you'll bash them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the same with celebrities. Like, one thing, I don't care about, you know, like, celebrities. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I don't care about it, because they did their thing. They, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not starstruck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these people around here, man, they'll share some stuff. Like, you'll have a celebrity, man, and have in 30 seconds, I have 150,000 shares.
Right.
That mother probably can just do this, like, a thumbs up. Be like, what the, you know, what? Like, what the, you know, like, come on, man. But then somebody that's actually trying to do something in your area.
Right.
Like, we can't even get one of our hottest artists or one of our hottest entrepreneurs or one of our hottest small business, which I don't even like using the word small business, because
business is business.
Right. So, you know, like, say, for instance, Terrence, you know, like, I go to the glam spa all the time. That's right. My guy. That's another guy that kind of, like, you know, like, I learned a lot of stuff from.
For sure.
So, you know, just say, for instance, Terrence, you know what I'm saying? Like, we literally talk about race all the time. I don't even care about race. Like, a lot of people don't even understand. I don't get into that. I don't get into all that.
Right.
For the simple fact, you got 50,000 Chinese nail salons and massage places and stuff like that. Then you got your own people, whether it's black or white, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got your own people doing the thing, and then that man can't even get 100 shares or 1,000 shares on something that he built, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel some type of way about it. So do not come to me talking about some, you know, like, on a level where Black Lives Matter and stuff like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, don't get me wrong, I love my people. Now, if it's right, it's right. I'm with you 1,000%. But all that other stuff, man, until you do right by yourself, ain't nobody gonna do right for you. So it is what it is. So until we break that notch and try to help each other, instead of trying to stop worrying about, like, somebody, I heard somebody say the other day that I ain't finna make him, but you're not making nobody rich in business like that, man. Because one thing about it, if we make $50,000 this month, $40,000 of it going on bills. Like, you ain't really, you
if spend, not more.
If not more. Like, you stupid if you think you making somebody rich. You know, so, you know, like, that's the mind frame that we have, man. And
so I give you an example too here locally. Like, I don't know if you remember last Christmas, bro, I did the we did a project, a cohesion project, and some people donated to give the basketball team some shirts, some warm-ups.
Right.
And so I called a few people, you know what I mean, and was trying to gather up the funds, you know what I mean, to pull it together for them. And ended up going in the red. Me, personally, literally went in the red to make this happen. And there were some people, you know what I mean, that did donate, you know what I mean, and contribute. There's some that contribute a portion.
Right.
Like if I call and ask for $50, there's some that gave 15.
Right.
Some that gave 10. But when I put the list out that everybody that donated, I didn't decipher who gave 10 and who gave the 50.
Right.
But man, you had people that were blaspheming and counting the names on there and saying that there was some money taken. I was just blown away. I never said anything about it, but it was a trip to me that you would even go down that road.
It'd be people like,
with me, bro. Like, bro, and really?
It's probably with people that didn't even donate anything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no facts. It was.
I know. My point exactly, because people think just because I don't put everything out there. If I'm donating you $500, I don't have to sit up here and write a status and be like, I just donated George $500.
Right.
Like, no, I don't care about stuff like right. that. Like, no, like whatever I give out is what I give out. That's not public records. Like,
right.
it don't matter. Like, so I got bashed one time for somebody saying that, well, you ain't never gave back yet. Like,
what?
Like, I give back all the time just because you don't. People don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't have to do this. I donate to a lot of stuff. Like, I donate a lot.
I literally, when we opened up, I named four separate things that you've donated your energy and time effort to.
Right.
Just with projects that I've been working on.
Right. That's crazy.
So, and I mentioned that because those are things too, man. It gives me fuel as well, because it's like, you're doing something right at that point as well, right. too. If you're going all out to do all this, like, come on, no. Like.
I had stopped. I remember, like, probably, like, 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, my brothers and I, we got in the middle of doing a lot of stuff for the community. And, you know, like, donating time, money, everything, energy, everything towards stuff. And then some stuff just not appreciated.
Right.
And then you kind of, like, fall back because you got a thing, like, why, you know, like, why I'm donating hundreds and hundreds of dollars to something else, and then my nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying, might need this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't look at it. You can't look at it like you're not giving back, because they part of the community too.
Facts.
So, you know, it's a lot to it. But I think as far as like entrepreneurs, man, we need to stop being so jealous hearted. And then, you know, like, help each other out. Because, like, I'm going to say this, and, you know, like, hope I step on some toes in a good way, but not really trying to step on toes. But, like, I had a conversation with a guy, and it's a lot of people that's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that's cooking. Like, what we missing around here is, like stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, only thing these people opening up around here is, like, restaurants and hotels. You know, like, why I can't go to a soul food restaurant? I mean, we do it every day. You know, like, instead of everybody trying to, like, when somebody put a plate, you know, open up a kitchen or do whatever they do, I'd rather see everybody come together, man. Indeed. You know, I know everybody ain't business minded, and everybody ain't really just gonna make that leap to try to invest into a restaurant or something like that. But, like, if you got 500 people that deal with all y'all, you know what I'm saying, and it's 10 of y'all that's trying to cook or, you know, barbecue or anything to that nature, you done split 500 people up to 50 people out of 10 people, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it could be so much more, dog, and it, you know what I'm saying?
And
like,
that vibe is really here a lot. I don't know if you got to catch the – I premiered a piece with me and Jalen Parker last night on the Falcon Pride Association, and he talked about the churches. He was talking about – he mentioned Northside. He was like, I can walk through Northside in 10 minutes, but he's like, there's 30 churches. He's like, there's no reason for it to be splintered in 30 churches in this realm here. But, you know, a lot, even with the food, what you're talking about, I mean, I see a lot of that as well. But then I feel like, you know, you got to take that step. You know what I mean? And people want that. That's what I'm saying. You want to be held up in this manner, but you got to take those steps. And it's not, we're talking about, man, you know, a couple $100 to form and get this stuff. It's not. And then a lot of these things are in place for people's health too, bro. You can't just be out here eating food from everybody. And then, you know, there's certain things, you know what I mean, in place. And you know that. you know, running this entity, you have certain things you right. got to be in compliance with, you know what I mean? But it's there's a void there as well, man. I can, man.
It's a lot of stuff the man will.
I wish, I'm going to say it. Kenny G, bruh. Oh, yeah.
Pacino.
Please, like, I don't know. I've been thinking, I've been waiting for this one thing to hit for me, and then I could just come do it and say, hey, bro, whatever you want to do, we'll right. do it here, you know, type deal. But that's just an example of someone that, man, the community, that would be awesome for someone like that.
Yeah, too. Man, but it's so tricky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, people, what you know, like, you can put a flyer up on Facebook, and you can get 1,000 likes, and you be like, oh, man, this party finna jump.
Oh,
and
man.
Then ain't number 25 people. You know, like, so what I'm saying with that, like, is, like, even when you trying to start a business or when you get into it, you know what I'm saying, don't get hyped off of likes, you know what I'm saying, because some people just literally, like, when I get on Facebook sometimes, I just stroll and just like, sometimes I even make a mistake and like something, you know, I right. wish I could unlike something, right. you know, without the notification being sent, but, you know, like, you just can't jump in it off of what it looked like, you know,
for
like
sure.
or what people saying, you know, like. But that brother, now that brother, man, that brother do some stuff, you know. That man that do some damage, like Pacino. That man, Kenny G, may open up you a restaurant, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that brother, nice with it. I wish I knew how to cook like that, bro. Can you teach me? You know what I'm saying? I wish I knew how to cook. I can't cook a little. I cook some noodles.
Some noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't cook though, for real.
But you know, before we go, I want to mention something. Tell me about the frozen drink, like, cause I think about Wet Willie's.
Okay. Back to that. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the ideas.
That's the only thing around here as well.
Yeah. Like those are the same. Those are the same machines, like the Daiquiri Hut, Wet Willie's, and all that. So I actually got that idea from New Orleans.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When we went to, whichever one it was. But you know, like, that was years ago.
Right.
And basically, what I did up in here, man, like, you think about the Bull when I went to Atlanta at the U-Bar. You think about the Daiquiri machines when we went to New Orleans, you know, like, you know, the frozen daiquiris. And then I used to go in Buffalo Wild Wings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Saying it, and I used to like it because they had TVs all around,
mm-hmm.
so that's where the idea come from with the TVs, you know. And then we just put everything in one.
So what we got to do with you is, bro, okay, we gotta officially give you the key to the city. We gotta officially name you an ambassador.
Nah.
And we gotta let you travel, because when you travel and you experience things, you bring it back home.
Yeah, I bring ideas back.
That's what I mean with regards to that. It's like, you need to travel more, because that right. stuff, that's how it's gonna
right.
happen.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, I mean, I keep ideas, man. Well, I can't keep them here no more.
Yeah, yeah, old. Know.
But you know, we write it. I write, type everything in my notes. You know, like, if I see something that I like, I'm a grasp it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a check it out.
Yeah. Keep doing that, bro. Where you traveling to next? Where y'all going?
We actually going to Jamaica. We about to go to Jamaica for her birthday, and then come back around. Got to go to Vegas with my partner Shad for his birthday, and then I'm gonna take a personal trip. She ain't gonna like that.
Ooh,
she took a cruise, so I'm gonna take me one by myself too.
I had the kids were asking how long we've been in a relationship. We know we've been married 13 years. She's like, I'm like, about 16 years.
Right,
bro. I hadn't done that singular trip yet, so. You know what I mean? You're doing something.
So you said, what you saying? You don't think it's gonna happen?
Or? No, it's gonna happen.
Oh, okay.
It's already done. Man. It was done when she took hers. Nah, not in a get back mode, but just like, yeah.
It's most definitely a get back mode. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. It's most definitely a get back mode. You know what I'm saying? When she see this, I ain't gonna tell her what I said until she actually see the podcast, and then I hope she don't watch the whole thing through.
Yeah.
So she can skip and miss that part right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
Because if she see it, you know, like, dog, how's I go?
Nah. You gonna stay in there too long,
man.
You gonna stay in there too long. We need you. We need you out here. But yeah, man. I feel good having called you yesterday, man. Because we've been needing to do this.
Right.
like, this platform is for us, you know what I mean? And if there's any other entrepreneurs, like, as this builds out, because this is going to be the first season. You're one of the first seven on the rollout.
Hey, you know what I mean? You know what? I can't wait till you get it popping and we go live. Like, give me back. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm with it.
Okay.
I don't care what it is, like, because like Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of none of you. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you want to talk about, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So, man, get everything situated, man. I like what you're doing. I appreciate you, you know, like, let me be a part of it.
Oh, no,
you know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's business. It's only up from here, man. So.
No, for sure. And I'm going to get some footage and stuff. And there's, like, ad stuff that's going to come with this, too. So, right. Like, we got to – have you done any ad stuff here? Like digital, like recording,
man.
Commercial type action.
We got that video that we recorded, man. Shouts out to my partner Tavio, you know what I'm saying? Creative Concepts.
Okay.
My partner Isaac, you know what I'm saying? Like my partner Junt, you know, we got a lot of stuff that we gonna do. Bernard okay. Love.
For sure.
You know, and a lot of people, man, we deal, you know, people think just because you in the same industry or something like that you got to be, you know, like beefing or anything. Nah, man, it's you know, I welcome everybody with open arms until you show me otherwise. But then
we have
to
adjust accordingly.
Right, most definitely. So you know, like you know, like it is what it is, man. Much love to a lot of these people out here, man. I just feel like we need to start doing more for ourselves. Oh yeah, before we go, man, what I want to say is, you know what I'm saying, and I hope this like opens somebody up.
Please.
One day I'm just chilling, man. We went, you know, well, not we, but I'm out there at the lot,
mm-hmm.
right? And this really, it hurt me, you know what I'm saying? It made me realize a lot of stuff in that one little sequence, you know what I'm saying? So it was an older white dude, and then I'm talking about, like, it had been his grandson, you know what I'm saying? Like, my son age, like your son age, the dude couldn't have been no more than 8 to 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? No, younger than that. Probably like 7 or 8 years old. I saw that boy, you know what I'm saying, his granddad had let him bag the truck up,
mm-hmm.
unload the boat, drove the boat
mm-hmm.
on the river, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, like that did something to me, you know what I'm saying? Because like, bro, our kids don't get the experience nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, like, I like, man, you know what? I got to do better for myself. You know what I'm saying? What you doing, like, I don't care how much you say you got to take care of your family, bro. If you don't take care of yourself first, you know what I'm saying? Like, physically, anything. You know, like, emotionally, spiritually, you know, like, everything. You gotta take care of yourself first. And then you're going to be able to take care of your family.
Right.
But, you know, like, bro, that did something to me, man. Like, I was like, man, it ain't no way possible that we shouldn't be allowing our kids to experience different stuff like that. And also just, you know, like, I looked at it like that man already 10 times.
Probably some people that's our age can't even back a trailer right, up down there.
Not even the point about bagging a trailer up. It's the point about, like, what are you going to leave for your kids? You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, speaking on black, speaking on slavery, speaking on all, I don't care nothing about all that stuff. I mean, it happened. I never forget it. I learned from it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the reason people say something about slavery is because, like, you just scared to push it yourself, because the reason we still behind is they already got the advantage. So you still got a couple of more generations from a rich family that already got the advantage with their kids, because they already got something for their great, great grandkids. Like, we got to start building up ourselves so we can leave some stuff for our kids, so it won't be so hard. That's why it's a cycle, you know what I'm saying?
Because that generational wealth.
Yeah, that's our fault. Like, so now if we don't do nothing with ourselves, like, you know, like, okay, blame our parents. But then if our kids don't do nothing for themselves, you know what I'm saying, blame us. Because if we don't teach them, if we don't help them out as much as we can and, you know, like, leave some stuff for them, dog, they're going to be in the same situation that, you know, that we in, that our parents was in, you know, all that stuff like that. So.
Yeah, so, which is interesting you say that, man. I've been, this January, made two years of homeschooling. I don't know if you knew that.
Nah, I didn't.
But I took the leap. which is a leap. Like, it's, yeah. Once I've done things, once you do this entrepreneur stuff, bro, like, certain leaps are just like, all right, I got to do this for my challenge myself. You know what I mean?
So you homeschooling?
Yeah, both of them. So, and I'm saying that because there was an instance that happened to me, bro. He came home, bro, and I asked him something about something at school.
Right.
And when he hit me with it, I was like, I almost wanted to call the teacher and be like, what? And then I was like, I'm responsible. Like, it's on me. It's not on her.
Right.
It's on me.
Right.
So I'm like, all right. So if I'm really saying that, then, you know, there's certain things that I can do and show them now. Like, what these two kids have seen, bro, we're talking about life on E, what they have seen me go through entrepreneurially over the last 7 years. My daughter, since she's been here, period.
Born, right.
Like, period. Like, what they've experienced, I know kids their age haven't experienced that or are going through that and exposed to that.
Bro, listen. Like, I don't think that's a bad idea. I actually think that's a great idea because me, you know, like, I you know, I'm going to tell you something like this. Years ago, even though Apple might have been had this in place with, like, FaceTime, you know, like, when I started the Eyes and Images, you know what I'm saying, everything was wrapped around I. So guess what the fashion show, the fashion shoot, and the idea that I was finna do, it was iFace. You know what I'm saying? Boom, next thing you know, FaceTime. You know, like, all, you know, like, just giving an ideal about that. But what I was about to say is about that school stuff, bro. Like, me personally, I feel like the school is gonna go down anyway. Like, sooner or later, man, them kids gonna be I think they transition them already. Like, kids gonna be taking school online.
Online.
Like, it ain't, I'm talking about high school. Like, these kids so advanced now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a 2-year-old probably can work an iPhone better than us, you know what I'm saying?
True.
So, like, sooner or later, all the school's gonna be going anyway. I can guarantee you that. Like, everything is gonna be like a college course. Like, everything's gonna be like a college course, man. So you can, you doing the best thing you could have did was pull them out and
then to their curriculum, like, bro, like, even this production and all, they're the ones that's piecing that together, and, you know, and like I said, they see it all, even the GTA company stuff, like, you know, the woes with that, like, the whole process, and they've written out the process of that,
right?
Sure, they've done that themselves, and it's tough. It's not like, it's just like what we're doing now.
Right.
It may sound easy, but it's like, it's tough. But the thing that keeps me in it is the knowing that this is for something on the other side of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, you know, just seeing that end of it. And, you know, I can already see. And then with my son, you know, there's certain, you know, acting and certain things that are coming down the pipeline. So it's like,
right,
I didn't want to just pull him directly out when that came. It's like, we can go ahead and prepare.
Right.
For you to be self-sustainable on what you're learning, and then when those opportunities come, it's, you know what I'm saying, you're doing it that way. So
that's dope.
You know, you mentioned generational stuff, man, and that's real. But, you know, it comes with the grit of actually having to do that. You know what I mean? And do some things that are unorthodox, like, because I didn't know how simple it was too. You know, when I went through the process and doing it, I'm like, why? You mean to tell me I got 1492 burnt in my brain, and you could have went and filled this paper out, and we could have done this on our own?
It's crazy, man.
Like, really? Like, really? So, I see, as you guys can hear, the door keeps opening because lunchtime is here.
Oh, yeah.
The orders are rolling in. Like, so,
man,
how can we
actually have, you can follow us on Facebook, man, at Yo Bar Columbus. The cell number is 662-570-4331. Yeah, that's the number, man. You can actually call and place your order if you want to. Carry out every day during lunch, man. We have half off wings, dine in only.
Every day.
Lunch hours. It's a happy hour during lunch, you know, like wings.
Like every?
Well, we Tuesday through Friday. Tuesday through Friday. You know, from 11 to 2. We have half off wings. We have drink specials every day. It's just, you know, like, you just come, man. It's just love, man. So
So what about you? Do you want anybody to contact you? Can they contact you?
My phone number been the same since I don't know when, man.
Is it 1017?
It's still that same number.
Oh,
man.
My goodness.
Man, 497 Brick Squad. Oh, Gucci. Man, I'd have had that number for so long, man. That number circulate around in prison. Like, I think when people get lonely, I think, you know, like, when they start thinking, they like, who can I call? You know what I'm saying? They just call me. They call the kid, man. So, man, that's it, man. My social life is out there. I'm pretty sociable, so it ain't really hard to find me. And, of course, I be here every day, so it really ain't hard to find me. So, but, hey. Y'all don't get it twisted, man. Just because your boy jumping off don't mean Isaac Images. We still going, baby. You know, like.
Ain't he about to get your kicks right?
Oh, yeah, man. Your kicks coming soon, man. We gonna target every. You know how you. A lot of people can order shoes online, but ain't nothing like going in the store and being able to try them shoes on or seeing if they gonna fit or anything to that nature. And then the whole idea of that is we trying to get shoes that you can't go in these stores and get, you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to do that. That's what we working on right now. So, you know, like, you know,
Nate was doing some he does some customization stuff. I saw that he's doing with the paint gun and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of talented people over here. Like, and then before you go, I really want to give another shout out to my partner Ken, man, the man built that the VIP stage for us, man. Like, the man is so talented. I'm trying to get him to quit his job and go ahead
and
do his thing full time, because, you know, like, but I mean, you know, he's one of my partners that call and talk to me, you know what I'm saying, ask me for opinions, and I, you know, give him to him raw.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell anybody, man, just because you trying to start a business or you starting a business, that don't mean you just supposed to up and quit your job. Now, you got to make sure you're straight. I told him the other day, like, when I knew I was able to quit my job, you know what I'm saying, me and my wife, we kind of like talking, and we knew we had some money for 6 months to 12 months that's going to,
right.
If I can't find, if everything would have failed right here and I couldn't find no job in 6 to 12 months, I'm a bum anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, everything. But that goes back to them favors, you know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
I can guarantee you right now, if I need a job, I can go holler at the mayor and
make it happen.
Get on with the city or some stuff like that. It don't matter.
But you are. Man, that's why we got to keep you lifted, bro, because this is important. Again, it's a first, and it's needed. It has to work, because it's going to open the door for the other opportunities, you know what I'm saying, in this community for sure. In closing, What a lot of the other guests have kind of touched base with as well. Have a conversation with the young entrepreneur or the person, not even young, the person that's, like you said, your partner that's thinking about it. Have a few words of encouragement, hence the E, for them on this journey and how they could, you know,
right,
navigate that. What are some ways they can do that?
Man. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, you know, like, you know, we haven't even spoke on it, but, you know, put God first. We could talk about another issue with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we'll speak on that spiritual stuff.
Offline.
Offline, right. So, you know, we don't want to get into a debate.
Nah.
Okay, so, put God first, you know, like, just sit back and just think about everything. Like, you can never do too much thinking. You know, make sure everything is just right. Plan, you know, like, it's gonna come. You know, it's gonna be hard. But just don't. Me personally, when you're talking about entrepreneurship, like, just don't get caught up in the hype. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get caught up in, oh, they gonna do it, or they gonna buy it, because they ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't. You know what I'm saying? So don't get caught up in that. So, you know, like, it's a lot of people that do. Boutiques, a lot of people that own their own businesses, and then they close so quick because
they ain't,
you know what I'm saying? They thought they was, but they ain't, you know what I'm saying? So, ooh, you know, like, don't base your fan base or your clientele off of they, you know what I'm saying? Them, you know what I'm saying? Like, expand it, you know what I'm saying? Reach out to different people, you know what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact we have, you know, we have a lot of people that come here, but, you know, like majority of the people that be here, like for real, that's like real faithful, are people from surrounding areas.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, I mean, don't get it, because they, you know, like people here think that, you know, like they proving a point when it ain't going, like it's gonna just stop. Like one thing, you know, like we can close right here. What I tell anybody, even with a job, anything to that nature, you ain't gonna stop no show. And then you not more important than the person that really running it. Because one thing about it, like you can work for somebody, you can work for a company, right? If you die, you know, like that line still gonna move. The company still gonna, but see, if you take pride in your and own your own stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like if I die right now, it can still operate, but won't nobody know nothing about nothing. It'll probably go down because, you know, like I'm the soul, everything of this. So right. You know what I'm saying? Like you just gotta, I just hope everybody, anybody that wanna get into it, I just feel like everybody need to go ahead, just take that chance, you know, take that step, you know, take that leap, because like you invest in most stuff. Like if you don't invest in yourself, who gonna invest in you? You know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody gonna give you nothing. You can stop. Don't even ask, go to the bank. Don't go to one of your friends you think got $1 million. They ain't gonna give it to you,
man.
Like you just gotta, you know, stack it up, invest in yourself, man. Like if you don't have them like-minded people around you, it's pointless. You'll just be having the same conversation over and over. So,
but you said something then. That's, he said, real. They ain't.
They ain't.
That's they ain't. That's the jewel we're gonna drop on this right here. They ain't.
Real talk. They ain't gonna do it, man. Like for real.
So, man.
Like for real. that be a real, man.
He said they ain't.
They ain't.
Don't think they are, because they ain't.
No.
It's that simple.
Like Lauryn Hill, it can all be so simple.
And if you have that mindset through it, you'll get through it. If you start out knowing that they ain't, because
you won't have to, because you won't have to depend. I'm not depending on nobody. You can't. One thing about this, like another thing, you cannot spend nobody else's money for them. So don't even set yourself up thinking like, okay, I'm gonna make $5,000 a day. I'm gonna make $10,000 next month. I'm gonna make $100,000. You can't do that, because. Right. You know, like you can have a pack house every day, you know what I'm saying? And then they spend $5 a piece. You know what I'm saying? So like you probably would have came into it like, okay, if you got this product, if I sell this product for $50, if I get 100 people to buy this product, that's $5,000 or five, how much is whatever the case may be, like you add up they money.
Bro, you correct, bro.
So you can't do that.
You're correct. I'm sitting here telling you, you are correct.
Most definitely.
In what you're saying.
I done seen it too much, man.
Like, that's the absolute truth.
You remember, boy, you used to go to Office Depot, get 100 cases of DVDs, right?
Oh, yeah.
I still remember that. I'm talking about, I used to bootleg movies, but I'm talking about we had got a hookup at the mall, at the movies, like when they used to do the disc.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude that used to, you know, play the movies, like we'll slide up in there, give him $100,
mm-hmm.
and let us get the original copy of the movie before it play. I'll never forget. I love Denzel Washington. That's my favorite actor of all time. But when American Gangster came out,
word.
I had the original copy of it before it even came out in movies. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I remember I burnt 100 copies of it. I sold all 100 copies. That's when we were selling for $10 in less than a day.
Mm.
But then another good movie came out. I can't think of the name of it. I went and got the same thing.
Mm.
I thought they was going to do the same thing with that.
They didn't.
They ain't. So you can't count nobody else's money before you get it. So don't go to count your pockets before you make it. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, them gems. See, all of this conversation, that's why we came here.
Oh, yeah, Modell, man.
For that.
Modell, I'm here for it.
So, man, I appreciate you. Like I said, man, I value your existence. I value what you're doing. And I'm excited to see the next level to it.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Let me hear that music again.
Oh, you want to hear the intro on the outro?
Yeah, I want to hear the intro.
Hey, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Ladrico Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do the handle. Do you do the handle? You got like a
Man.
IG?
Well, you know, like my personal, like IG, you know, on Instagram, it's Isaac Images on Instagram. You know, Ladrico Isaac on Facebook. Snapchat is KIDD05DRIC. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Cash App too.
Let them know the Cash App.
Everybody else talking about it, man. It's $KIDD05DRIC. The same as my Snapchat.
Man, bless the brother, because he's blessing the people. And if you bless him, he's going to continue to bless them.
Oh, yeah, man. I might just, hey, look, Friday. Today Friday, right?
Yeah, today Friday.
Yeah, today Friday.
Yeah.
$5 shots tonight, all ooh. Night long.
Ooh, ooh.
I wish this was live. They'll be loving it.
I'm going to put this clip up for them today.
Okay.
As a preview.
Well, make
they,
it do
they
what
may
it
get
do.
That little nugget. We may have to share that with them for
let's
sure.
Let's go ahead and do that, man.
Yeah, we're going to make that happen.
Part two coming?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to have you back on, man. This is, like I said, this is the initial, you're part of the foundation of the Life on E podcast,
right,
man. I wanted to make sure I touch base with some hometown people. You and Terrence are on the first two on the first end. And, man, I'm excited to sit down with him when we do get the chance. He's busy. He just went out of town today, so I have to catch him another time.
Man, stay out of town. Terrence and Michael Jackson, I'm trying to – what y'all – I mean, who y'all booking y'all flights with? I want to – like, help me. I want to know, too.
Well, yeah, at least Terrence is – look, see what Terrence is doing. Terrence is enhancing his tools for his business, so
yeah,
his travel – is to learn new things to bring back to
right,
his business.
Right.
But the places that he gets to go and make you like, man, golly,
yeah,
bro.
Like, I mean.
Passport stamp type action.
Right.
So,
I got to further mine. I'm going to go somewhere. I want to go somewhere that I'm so tired of people hollering about they going to Atlanta, New Orleans. I'm finna go to Delaware.
He raising the bar.
I'm going to just go to Delaware somewhere, Montana. I want to go somewhere different. So
you want to see some mooses out here.
Mooses and I want to see some different stuff.
Make sure you go live, bro.
I'm going to go most definitely going to be live.
Please, man. please do.
But yeah, man.
But yeah, man, I appreciate
good talking
you,
talking to you. Most
I appreciate
man.
You.
Most
definitely. And then when we get out there, I got some picture work that needs to be done that I just was told about, so.
Have.
Yeah, we're gonna get it done. And we're gonna take y'all out with the new intro.
Intro for the outro.
For the outro.
Let's get it.
Please listen at your own risk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E.
I'm thinking higher level. Trying to deny the devil. Sometimes it's just as hard as if you're trying to build a garden when being denied a shovel or biking without a pedal. But I raise my vibrations up and I never settle. Blessings to you all. Found peace in myself and now I'm making more moves than a U-Haul. Shoot my shot to get to scratch like I sunk in the cue ball. Born again, a new God. Get in step like Q-Dog. And
free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Yeah.